Today, Shir's Masechet Avodah Zarah and Daf Nun. We will begin with the new Perek, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, at the bottom of Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. Before we begin the Mishnah, let us discuss a brief Hagdama concerning the Avodah Zarah that we will be discussing in our Mishnah, whose name was Marcolus. If you take a look at the Tosfos on Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the next Amud, the third bottom Tosfos, Divrei Maschal Avnei Beis Kolus. This is the same as the Avodah Zarah was speaking about Mar Kolus. So Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a question. Heich Maskirin Shma. How does the Gemara mention its name of this Avodah Zarah? Kivin Chanik Suva B'Torah. Since this Avodah is not mentioned in the Torah. Balpor, that's mentioned in the Torah, we're allowed to recite that name. But Tosfos is asking, since the Avodah of Mar Kolus is not mentioned in the Torah, how do we recite it? And Beperek Dal Mises Mashma, the Avar, a person who mentions the name of an Avodah Zarah, you're over on the prohibition of Avishem Elohim Acherim Lo Saskiru, that you're not allowed to mention the name of other gods. The Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam answers, the Kilus Loshen Shevach Shema. The real name of this Avodah Zarah is not, as the Gemara there mentions, Avnei Beis Kulis, but rather Kilus. And Kilus means praise. V'chachamim kinoisa Kulis. The Chachamim were the ones who changed the name of Kilus, praise, to Kulis. And what does Kulis mean, says Tosfos? Lashon lag v'kelis, like we find in Tehillim, it's a language of scorn. V'zeo mar Kulis. And now we understand the name of this Avodah Zarah, Marculus. Chiluf Kilus. The word Marculus is really two words put together, where Tosfos tells us and brings Raya from Gemaras that the word Mar means Chiluf, an exchange. And what is Kulus an exchange for? Scorn is an exchange for Kilus, which is praise. So thus, Rabbeinu Tam gives us the name of this Avodah Zarah, what its meaning is. It's really the Avodah Zarah of Mercury, and we now understand the meaning of the word Marcolus. On a slight tangent, we are learning this stuff at the end of the Yom Neroyim and Chag HaSukkos, Tav Shin Ayin Aleph, and I noticed a B'nai Yisoscher who says that people make mistakes when they greet each other during the Yom Neroyim. Some people say to each other, have a Gemar Tov. The B'nai Yisoscher says, don't say that, because then you're saying that the person should have a good ending. Rather, you should say, have a Gemar Chasima Tova. Your Chasima, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stamp for you for the whole year, should be a Tova. Also, when people answer, they often say, V'chein Lamar. Reuven says to Shimon, Gemar Chasima Tova. And Shimon says back to Reuven, V'chein Lamar. The B'nai Yisoscher says, that's also something that we should not do. And he doesn't give a reason, at least that I saw brought down. And perhaps the simple reason we should not say V'chein Lamar is because although Mar could mean so to Mr., so to you, to the, we have in the Gemara very often, Omar Mar, the master said, but the word Mar, as we just read in Koheles on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, Moitzi Aniyasa Isha Mar Mimavis. There's a good woman, Motza Isha Motza Toiv, and then Chas V'Shalom, there's a woman who's worse than death. And that the word there in Lashon Kodesh is Mar, meaning bitter. So then it would come out that we're saying to Shimon is answering Reuven, V'chein Lamar, to you it should be bitter. Don't say that. Others say V'chein Lamosik, it should be sweet to you. But perhaps based on the Rabbeinu Tam we just learned, Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Amud Aleph, we see a new explanation of the word Mar in Aramaic, which means chiluf, exchange. So it could be that Reuven is saying to Shimon, you should have a Gemar Chasima Tova. And Shimon is saying back to Reuven, V'chein Lamar, to you should be the opposite. You should have just the opposite, just like here we have that Kulis, Lashon Keles, scorn is Mar, is the Chiluf for what the name of the Avodah Zarah really is, which is Kilus, praise. The Tiferes Yisrael tells us that the Avodah Zorah's shape was one stone as on top of two other stones, as we'll see on Daf Nun Amid Aleph. And the reason was because this Avodah Zorah was depicting a person, and the top stone is his head, and the two bottom stones are like his outstretched arms. The Avodah of the Markulis was to throw rocks. A Avodah Zorah was set up one rock on top of two rocks, and then people would worship the Avodah Zorah by throwing more rocks and making the Avodah Zorah larger and larger, a greater amount of, a greater pile of stones. We'll see later on Daf Nun Amid Aleph at the bottom that the Gemara has a idea that perhaps throwing the rocks is the takrovis of the Avodah Zorah, according to certain Mandiyamrim. But the pashtus is that by throwing the rocks, one was enlarging the Avodah Zorah, and that was not takrovis, it wasn't a korban brought to the Avodah Zorah, but rather it was the avodah, it was the mode of service of this Avodah Zorah. Let us begin the new perek and the new Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shalosh Avodim Zubitzadzu. Somebody finds three rocks, one next to the other. And Rashi says, certainly if one finds one rock on top of two rocks, because as we just mentioned, the main Avodah Zorah of Markolis was one rock on top of two. But Rabbi Shmuel is being Mechadish, even if they were not in this configuration, but rather they were one next to the other. If he found Shalosh Avodim Zubitzadzu with Tzad Markolis, next to a large Markolis, as Rashi says, where many rocks had been thrown as part of the service of the Avodah Zorah. So the halacha is Asuras. Then Rabbi Shmuel assumes that this is a new Markolis, and therefore the new one of the three rocks is also Asur. Barushtayim, but if he only finds two, one next to the other, mutaris. That is mutter, and the Gemara will explain the difference between two or three. V'chachamim aymrim. The chachamim are of the opinion, has nothing to do with two or three, but rather, shaniris imoy asuris. As Rashi explains in the first wide line at the bottom, the nirish naflu misham asuris, ben gimel ben shnayim. Whether it's two or three, if it appears that these rocks are from the formation, the large formation of rocks, which is the Markolis, these are even two rocks that slipped off those other rocks, then it's Usr. She'ein nirisimor, but if they are far away from the main body of rocks, so they don't appear to be part of the Avodah Zorah Markolis, then even if it's three rocks, he says, the din will be mutars, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim is in. Begins the Gemara. Bishlam Rabbanan. I can understand the Rabbanan Kasavri. They are of the opinion that Oivdin Lishwarb, that one sacrifices the broken pieces of idols. And as the Gemara is soon going to say, certainly in this case, because the whole Avodah Zorah of Markolis is made up not of rocks that are cemented together, that are mechubar together, but rather they're a bunch of loose rocks. So if you have this large pile of rocks of the Markolis, and from that large pile you have ones that fell away, so certainly they're considered part of the Avodah Zorah. So Oivdin L'Shvarim, we serve the Shvarim, and as Rashi points out, the Gemara here is of the opinion that the service of the Markolis was by throwing rocks. The rocks were not a takroivis of the Avodah Zorah. That we're going to see later on Nun Amid Aleph at the bottom. Right now we're going that the rocks were the avoda. The additional rocks were the avoda of the Markolis. So the Rabbanan hold Oivdin L'Shvarim. So therefore, Niris Imoy, if these rocks appear to be part, they're close by, and they look like they fell off from the large pile of rocks, so that that one can say that they fell from that large part, then from the large pile, then Asuris. Shein Niris Imoy, but if they do not look, if they look far away, they don't look like they're part of the large pile of rocks, then the din is mutaris, whether it's two, whether it's three, makes enough commitment. So that I understand the Chacham. El Rabbi Shmuel, Mike Sover, what does Rabbi Shmuel hold? If he's of the opinion that they used to serve the broken rocks pieces of an Avodah Zarah one serves, so then, afilu tarti nami litzer. Then if two rocks fell off, that should also be also. Why does he say two are mutter? E ain't oivdin lishvarim, if he holds that they did not serve the pieces that fell off, afilu talas nami loy, then even three should also be mutter. Why does he say three are usser? Om rabbi yitzur b'yaisur, om rabbi yaichan, b'yadua shenishrim imenu, if we know that these two or three fell off from the large pile of rocks, we saw them fall off. Divrei kol asuros. Everybody holds their usser. And now the Gemara says what we spoke of before. Vafil leman diomer, ain't even lishvarim. Even according to the man diomer that we had in the end of the last perek, there was a man diomer who held that that once it falls off, the goyim do not serve the pieces that fell off. But here will be different. Hani mili avodes kachavim delav hainu urche. That's only an avodah zarah that normally pieces don't fall off. Aval hocha, but here, demikara tevuri mitri, the whole avodah zarah starts off fragmented. It's made up of broken pieces. So it becomes a bigger and bigger pile until some rocks fall off from the large pile. So hainu urche. That's the normal mode of the avodah zarah, that it's pieces of rocks. It's not one big piece. And therefore, if pieces fall off, then of course, we would serve it. The only time we say, ein oivdin lishvarim, if it's not the normal derech that pieces should fall off. But here, where the whole Avodah Zarah initially was never mechubber together, it was made of pieces. So it's only natural that eventually some of the pieces are going to fall off. So there, everyone will hold that oivdin lishvarim. Therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, be yadua, if you know shenishrim imenu, divra kol asuris. Ki pligi, where is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim, bistama, where it is unknown, we don't know, we never saw if they fell off. And now we have to use our judgment whether it is still a Marcolus or not. So now again, it depends. Bimikhu avoids, if they're very close, as Rashi says, they're within an amo or a chatzi amo. So nami, they're also dikulamine nafal, where it's obvious that it fell from the Marcolus. It's mistavra to say that it fell from the Marcolus. So again, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham. So if we saw it fall off, there's no machlokes. Or if it's so close within an amor or a half amma, there again will not be any machlokes. Everybody will hold usser. Keep league, even machlokes. When is there machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabban? When they are far away, as Rashi says with the Hagos Habach, that it's between one amma and toich dalit ammas. Because there, Rashi says, the vadai lav minei nafal. There, it definitely is too far to say that it fell from the Marcolus. And yet, there's a Marcolus Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabban, as the Gemara will soon explain. But before the Gemara can explain now what the swore of the Marcolus Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan is, the Gemara right away like pounces on this statement and says, how could you say the machlokes is b'mechokos, where they're far away, when the lashon of the mission is v'abitzad merkolos k'tani? It says you found three rocks, one next to the other, and the lashon of the mission is bitzad merkolos, right next to the merkolos, so it's not far away. So the Gemara answers that question, my bitzad. You know what it means, bitzad, on the side of the merkolos? Bitzad arba amisti day. It's on the side of the four amas. So there are those Rishonim that learn that this means just outside of the four amas. However, we will learn the sugya like Rashi. And Rashi says that Bitzad Arba Amas means it's within the four amas. As we said before, it's between an amma and within the Dalet amas. So what is the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham? Rabbi Shmuel, Savar, Oysin Marcolus Kot Mitzad Marcolus Gadol. Einach Nami, everybody holds that it's too far away to say that it fell from the original Marcolus, because between one Amma and four Ammas, it's considered too far away to say that it fall. That's not Nirus Imoy. What's the swar why Rabbi Shmuel will Aser three? Because Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that when they used to make a big Marcolus, they would also make a miniature Marcolus next to it, Oysen, which means that's the Darkon Lasses. That's the Derech, Rashi says, that was part of their service of their Avodah Zarah, to make a major one, a big one, and a mini one, a small one next to it. So therefore, there will be a difference between 3 and 2. Shalosh 3, the Dami LaMarkolos, which is comparable to the big Markolos, those are Asuros, because it means that they made a miniature Markolos next to the big one. But Shtayim, that has no comparison to the major Markolos, because as we said, a Markolos is always one rock on top of two. The din is Shtayim is Mutaris. What are the Rabbanan old Rabbanan Savri? Einos Markolos Katan Betzad Markolos Gadol. We don't make, there wasn't a minig of the Goyim to make a small miniature one next to the big one. So therefore, three or two makes no nafkamina. Loishna Shalosh, Loishna Shtayim. Doesn't matter if you found three or you found two. There's one criterion, and that is Nirois Imoy Asurois. If it looks close to the Avodah Zorah, it looks like it fell from the Avodah Zorah, it's close by, it's within a amo or a half amo, so we say, we can say, even though we don't know for sure, but we assume that it fell from the Markolos, then the din is there usher, whether it's two or three, Shein Yerusimoy, if it's far away, meaning between one am and four am is, and it didn't fall from the Markolos, and we're not choshesh, their minig wasn't to make a small one near a big one, and the din is mutaris, whether it's two or three. Amar Mar, the master said before, Rabbi Yochanan said the following statement on the bottom of Memtes of a base. Be a duish initial matter. If we know that these stones fell off the Markolos, the Markolos service, everybody holds its osir. For a minute, I'll ask you a question from a brisa. We learned in the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan, Avonim Shenishrum and Amarkolis, and as Rashi says, Hainu Biyadua, Avonim, which came off the Markolis, which means we know that they came off, not that we're conjecturing that maybe they came off, we know they came off. So the din is the Machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel and the Chacham, Nirus Imi Asuris. According to Chacham, it depends, do they look close enough to be part of the Markolos that fell off, then it's usher, because Shivrei Markolos, everybody holds his usher. She'ein Nirsimo, if it's further away than an Amma, between an Amma and four Ammas, Mutaris. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Shalosh Asuroi, Shtayim Mutaris. Three are usher and two are mutter. So here, we see Lachar not like Rabbi Eichel, because we see even if it's Nishru, we know it was Nishru, and yet the Rabbanan will be Makel if it's Ein Nirsimo, if it's further than one Amma. Rabbi Shmuel will be Makel if it's not three, it's only two. And according to what Rabbi Yochanan said at the bottom of Memtes Amma Beis, if it's Yaduah and Nishru, there's no Heterim. Rabbi Shmuel is not Matur anything. Rabbanan are not Matur anything. Nirusim are always Usher, two or three. And even if it's Ein Nirois, but if it's Nishru, if we know, it doesn't matter how they look now, whether they came. The fact is we saw them fall off. If we saw them fall off, then certainly we serve the Goyim serve the pieces that fell off, and it should be Osir. It's Lechaira, a big question on Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rava says, Rava, we have to change the text in the Brisa. Loit Hamish and Nishru, don't read in the Brisa that we know that they came off. But Aleimash and Nimtsu, we found them next to the Markolos. If we found them, then Einichanami, according to Rabbanan, if they're more than an Amma away, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Shmuel, even if it's more than an Amma away, it could still be Usser. If it's three, if it looks like a regular Markolos, then we say that they made a small Markolos next to the big one. Ask the Gemara, is this the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan? Sav Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutaris. Does then Rabbi Shmuel hold that two are mutter within Dalet Amos and only three are Asur? Vatani, we learned in our Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel, I mean, Rabbi Shmuel said, Shtayim Betfisa Loi Asurois. Two within the grasp of the Markolis are Asur, even two rocks next to each other. Shalosh three, Afilim Ruchakois Asurois. Three are Osir, even if they're far away. So here we see that if it's in the Tfisa, which Rashi explains within the grasp of the Avodah Zarah means it's within Dalet Amos. That's what's considered within the reach of the Avodah Zarah. So we see that even two are Osir within Dalet Amos. You said before that Rabbi Shmuel holds that two within Dalet Amos are Mutter. It's only three that are Osir. And here we see that even Tuar Rasser, Amar Rav, like Hashe, that's not difficult. And now, the way Rashi learns the Sugya, the Gemara is going to have charata from the way that it learned before. Before we learned that the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan, is not when you know. Everybody holds a tusser. It's not when it's very close within an amma. Everybody holds a tusser. The machloikis is 1 to 4. The Rabbanan say it's too far. Rabbi Shmuel says even if it's far, they will make a small one, small markos next to a big one. If it's 3, it's usher. If it's 2, it's mutter. Now we're saying no. And the lashon of Rashi in the Divrei Maskil B'Tfisa Achas is that va'asura bein l'Rabbi Shmuel bein l'Rabbanan dechol toich dalet amois nirois imoi kari la. That the Gemara now is saying that if it's within 4 amis, from 1 to 4, there everybody will hold that is considered nirei simoi. What the Gemara before said is considered meruchakos, which will be mutter according to the Chachamim, and will only be usher according to Rabbi Shmuel by 3. The Gemara is now saying, according to Rashi, Gemara is changing its mind, and the Gemara is saying that even 2 or 3 doesn't matter, whether it's Rabbanan or Rabbi Shmuel doesn't matter. Everybody holds that that is considered nearest imoy up to 4 amis, and therefore those rocks will be usher. But that's where it's a tfisa achas, but not when it's shtei tfisois. Amar Rava loy kashakam tfisa achas. Here there is one grasp within the dalet amis. Kan b'shtei tfisois. Here it's 2 grasps. V'heichidami. What's the case of 2 grasps where there is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan? The ikka goiva b'ne b'ne. There is a mound between one and the other. In other words, that a certain distance within dalet amis from the Markolis, there's a mound. And Rashi explains the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanan as follows. That let us begin first with what will be considered einoi nira imoi, more than dalet amis. Up to dalet amis, we said now the Gemara has charata and it's considered nira simoi and everybody holds its osur in all situations. But if it's more than dalet amis, that's meruchakos. Or even if it's within dalet amis, but there's a mound in the middle. So then again, that it's as if it's meruchakos, because now we can't say that the rock fell off and rolled over up to dalet amis because in between there's a mound where the rock didn't climb up the mound. So therefore, the Rabbanan's main issue is, could it have fallen? I didn't see it fall. But can I assume that it fell? If it's close by, if it's within dalet amis and there is no mound, then I assume that it fell from the Markolis. Then it's usher. But if it's more than dalet amis, then I don't assume that it fell from the Markolis. It's too far. That's not near a simoy. If it's within 4 amis, but there's a mound, again, I don't say it fell and rolled up the mound. And I say anything that's past the mound is like meruchakos, even though it's within the dalet amis. So memela, according to Rabbanan, that will be mutter. Maybe they built a small makrolis next to a big makrolis that the Rabbanan say they were not noyig to do. On this, Rabbi Shmuel argues, and Rabbi Shmuel says that even in something which is meruchakos or is considered like meruchakos, whether it's more than dalet amis, which is really meruchakos, or it's within dalet amis, but there's a mound, so it's considered like it's meruchakos. So you're right. I agree with you that it couldn't have fallen from the makrolis, but their minig was to put a small one next to a big one. And therefore, even if it's meruchakos or it has a din of meruchakos, it'll be usher if it's 3. This is the pshat according to Rashi. Tosfos has many questions on Rashi. He learns a different pshat in Tosfos in the sugya. And one of Tosfos' main issues with Rashi is that according to Rashi, the Gemara was mahapach, changed its whole outlook from the beginning of the Gemara until where we're up to now. Because in the beginning of the Gemara thought that between 1 and 4 is the very machloikis without a mound. That's the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabban. Rabbi Shmuel says that that's considered that it is, that we make a cut next to a guttle. And according to Rabban, no, that's meruchakos. and it's too far, and we don't make a cut next to a gadol. Now the Gemara is saying that between 1 and 4 is considered Nirei Simoy and will be usher according to everybody, even according to Rabbanan. So that about face, Tosis does not like. In Tosis, how he learns through the whole sugya. We have learned the sugya according to Rashi. Continues the Gemara, Umar Kol is Kai Gavna Mihavi. Now that you're telling me, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever there's three, one next to the other, it's usur, because we suspect that they did their minig of making a small one next to a big one. But this is not how a Marcolus looks. What Tani will learn in the Brisa, Elein Avne Beis Kolus. These are the stones of Beis Kolus. That's the Rabbeinu Tam that we mentioned at the beginning of this year, who wonders how we can mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. We explained what Rabbeinu Tam answers this question at the beginning of this year. These are the configuration of the stones of Beis Kulis. Achas Mikan, V'achas Mikan. One stone here, and next to it another stone. V'achas Al-Gaben. And on top of the two, there is another one on top of the two, looking like the head on top of arms, as the Tiferes Yisrael explained to us. So it's not three, one next to the other. Amar Rava, Ki Tanya Hi, when do we learn that? Raisa Be'ikr Markolis. When you're speaking about the Ikr Markolis, so then, Einechanami, that's made two at the bottom, one on top. But when you make a miniature one, just to mimic the Markolis, it doesn't have to be exactly the same, one on top of two. Rather, but as long as it has three, it has something in common with the major Markolis, this is considered a mini Markolis, even though it's one next to the other. It says the Gemara story, Beyane, at the palace of Yane Malka, King Yane, Chorev, it was destroyed. Also, of the Chavim Goyim came, of the Avodah Zarah, Ukmi, Ukimu, Bey Markolis. They put an Avodah Zarah Markolis in the palace of the destroyed palace of the king. Also, of the Chavim Acharini, other Goyim came, Delei Palchi, the Markolis. They did not worship the Markolis, Shaklinu. They took the stones of the Markolis, Vechipu, Ben Drachim, Esat, through toys, and they paved the roads and highways. So normally the act of paving would be considered a bittul of an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara relates that Ikar Rabbanan, the parsha, there were Rabbanan who separated themselves from the new road, would not travel on the new road because they felt you're not allowed to have Hanoah from the Avodah Zarah. Ikar Rabbanan, the light parsha, there were Rabbanan who did not separate themselves, they traveled on the new road, made up of the stones of the Markolis. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan stated, "Benon shel kedoshim mahalach aleihem." The son of kedoshim, Tosfos says in Divrei Maskil, Hachi Garsinim Benon, that this is Loshen Yochid. Benon, the son of kedoshim, is walking on this road made up of the stones of the Markolis. Vanan Nifreshman, and we're going to separate ourselves. Avad it's mutter. If he's doing it, he's a holy person. If he does it, it means for sure it's mutter. Man, niyu, manan shekadoshim, who is referred to as being a son of kadoshim, and the Forshim speak out that even though he himself was Kaddish, as we'll soon see, but he's known as the son of kadoshim because his father was a Kaddish as well. Rabbi, who is this person? Rabbi Nachum b'Rab Simoi. So not only was Rabbi Simoi a Kaddish, his son Rabbi Nachum was also a Kaddish, and he's referred to as Benon Shel Kedoshim. V'amai Korlei Benon Shel Kedoshim. And what schus was he given this title of being a Benon Shel Kedoshim? That Philip Betzurasa the Zuzel Loi Mistakel. He didn't look into a form that was on a coin. And Tosfos in Divrei Maskil, Hachi Garsin and Benon wonders in the middle of him timer, Ma Chasidus, what's the great Midas the Chasidus, the more Lefnimi Shur Sadin that Rabbi Menachem did over here? We know that one should not look at a tzur, which there's a pasuk that states, Al Tifnu El Alilim. Don't turn to the Alilim, don't gaze at them, because it could lead you to turn to them. So Tosfos here gives one teretz, Tosfos Mishlech to Shabbos gives a different teretz. Tosfos here says, because that issur doesn't apply to something that is used on a regular basis, like a coin, there is no such issur. Tosfos in Shabbos says that it's only, al tifnei alilim, only goes on a tzur of an idol, but a tzur that's found on a coin, nothing to do with the fact that it's used on a daily basis, but rather the issur al tifnei alilim only goes on the tzur of an idol and not the tzur that's on a coin, and yet this Benon Shel Kedoshim, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Simoi, was Poirish. Others say he was Poirish. He didn't want to look at the Tzura because he didn't want the a taiva of kesef, of money, to lead him astray, so he didn't look at pictures on a coin. So this great Kaddish used the road. Now the Gemara wants to know why there was a machlokes here. My time at Amman de Parish. What's the reason of the one who did not have enough from the road? Savor Laki Hadam Rav Gidol Amarav Chiya Bar Yosef Amarav Minai L'Takrayos Avodas Chacham. Here is where the Gemara begins the idea that when they threw rocks at the Markolis, it wasn't the worship of the Markolis, but rather it was a korban that they were bringing to the Avodas Chacham. And there is one halacha in which takrovus avodas chachamim is even more chomer than the avodah zorah itself. Minayin, says Rav Gidl, that takrovus avodas chachamim she'ein lo b'teil olam is that you can never be mevatlet. We know that a regular avodah zorah ain't a chanami, a Jew can't be mevatlet, but a goy could be mevatlet. But a takrovus, a sacrifice that was brought to the avodah zorah, is osur bano, and you can never be mevatlet that forever. How do we know? Shenamar, the pasuk says in Tehillim, vayitzmedu lebalpor, they attached themselves to the avodah zorah balpor, and they ate sacrifices of the dead. So we see that Avodah Zorah is compared to a mace. We also find that Mises Mirim, there's Xer Shava, is compared to Egla Rufa. We also find another Xer Shava of Egla Rufa to Hegdish. And then we learn out that just like Hegdish, there's a din, that there's an Isser Hanav of Mila from Hegdish. And it's Osir Lo'ilam, we can never Mevatel that. So too to Egla Rufa, and then back to Mace, and then back to Avodah Zorah, because one was learnt with Xer Shava from the other. So this is how we learn out that an Avodah Zorah never has Bittul Olam. And what are we talking about? We're talking about the Takroivis that was brought to an Avodah Zorah. An Avodah Zorah itself has Bittul, but the Korban brought to Avodah Zorah does not have Bittul. So that's why they were Pirish, because the Goyim took the rocks of the Markolis, paved the road, but that's not Bittul, because we're talking here that the Markolis, rocks of Markolis, which were thrown at the Markolis, were not the Avoda of the Avodah Zorah, but rather they were the Takrovis of the Avodah Zorah, and that's not Bittul. Even a Goy can't be Mevatlet. Uman Deloy Pirish, those Chachamim who used the road and did not separate themselves, Amar, they were of the opinion that Be'ina Kein Pnim Veleka, as Rashi brings down, the pasuk in Shmoy Schabei states, Zayveyach Lelohim Yechram, Bilti Lashem Levadi. Who are you allowed to bring korbanis? Only to Hashem. If you bring korbanis that were normally brought to Hashem, instead you brought it to Avodah Zorah, that person should be destroyed. So we see, says Rashi, that the only thing that is considered takrovus avodah zorah that would go into this issur of the Torah is something that normally would be brought bifnim, would be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. But avonim are something that you don't bring to Hashem. If it's something you don't bring to Hashem, it never gets on it a din of takrovus avodah zorah. So what is it? Then we have to look at the stones that were thrown not as a sacrifice to the avodah zorah, but rather a service and avoda of the avodah zorah. If so, those rocks can in fact become bottle through a goy, not through a yid, as we'll see in the next piece of Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabbi Bar Yirmiyahu l'Asrin. Rabbi Yirmiyahu came to our city. V'asav Eisav Masnisa B'Yadai. He brought a brice in his hands. Oyv Gechavim Shehevi Avadam Enam Merkoylus. If a goy brought stones from Merkoylus, V'chip of Mendrach M'tarat Yoyz, and he covered over. Some have the gears to hear as well. Srat Yoyz, the highways, or it could be Tarat Yoyz, means that they cover not only the roads, the drachim, but the movie houses. Mutaris, that's an act of, as Rashi says, as we go to Nun Amud Beis, that's an act of bittul by the goy and its mutter. But a Yisrael Shei Avadam Menakoylus, v'chiv bem drachim v'sar tiyoyz, asurois, that is usher, because a goy, a yid, is never allowed, able to mivatel a avodah zorah. And now, Rav Yirmiyah said, Amar Rabbi Yosef bar Abba, that Rabba bar Yirmiyah said that less nagar, veloy bar nagar, there's no carpenter and no son of carpenter. As Rashi explains, this term is used for a chacham. There's no chacham or a son of a chacham, the ifrikine, which will be able to answer the kasher on this price. I'm Rav Shesh, anoloy nagar, and I'm not a talmud chacham. Veloy bar nagar, I'm not a son of a talmud chacham, anol. Ufrikinele, but I will be able to answer it, because my kushele, what's bothering you on this price? The Rav Gittel, because we learned on Amid Alef, the Rav Gittel said, takroy v'savoy d'zor, you can never be mevatel, so how could the goy be mevatel these rocks of the Markolis by using it to pave the roads and the highways and the theaters? It's takroy v'savoy d'zor, that's not bottle. You know what I'll answer? Said Rav Sheshes, Beina came Pnevaleka. It has to be something that would be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Stones are not brought in the Beis Hamikdash, so they never could be considered Takrovis Avodah Zarah. Elamai, throwing the rocks, was part of the Avodah, was enlarging the Avodah Zarah itself. And Mimelon on Avodah Zarah itself. This is a chumrah that Takrovis Avodah Zarah has over Avodah Zarah itself. Takrovis Avodah Zarah Bittel is not Shaykh. And Avodah Zarah itself, bitul ishaych, by a goy. So that's why if a goy did it, it's mutter. And if a yid did it, it still remains usher. So the kasha that you're asking on this brisa, I, Rav Sheshes, I think that I have the correct answer.
And now, since the Gemara brought on Amud Aleph that Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba related a story that Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah came to his city and had a difficult Brisa concerning the stones from a Markolis. The Gemara now relates a similar incident where Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba once again came and brought a Brisa from Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah concerning a totally different halacha, concerning Hilchas Shviyas and Hilchas Chol HaMoed. And once again, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah said that there is no Nagar or Bar Nagar, no Talmud Chacham or son of a Talmud Chacham who will be able to answer my question on this Brisa. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yosef Bar Abba, Ikla, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah, Asher, Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah came to our city, Va'asa, and he came, Va'aisi, Maslis, B'yadeh, and he had in his hand a difficult Brisa. And the Brisa states, Maslian umizamin b'shvius, ve'ein maslian umizamin b'moyit. The Brisa contrasts the Hilchas Shvius to the Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Whereas by Shvius one is allowed to be maslian, which means that you can deworm a tree on Shvius, on Shemitah. And likewise, Mazimin, as Rashi explains, that when a portion of the bark of a tree is detached, dung is put there and bandaged onto the tree so that the tree will live. And that's the reason why also it's permitted to deworm the tree on Shvius as well, because the only thing, as we'll see in the following Gemara, that's usher in Shvius is to do an avoda in the karka or in the kerem, where it's mashbiach the karka or the kerem, where the crops will grow better. However, if it is to save the tree from dying, that is permitted in Shvius. And that's why Rashi explains that our Gemara is not the same as the Gemara in Moed Katan, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that Ein Mizavlin, that one is not allowed to be Mizavl on Shvius. So how over here do we say Mizamen, which is using Zevel as well? And Rashi makes the distinction that here, as we explain, it's to make sure that the tree does not die. However, what is usher on Shvius is where one is being mezavel the karka itself. Then it's an avoda in the sutter and the karim. That is prohibited on Shvius. But saving a tree by using a fertilizer, that would be permitted. However, ein maslin umazim b'moyed. Moyed, chol moyed has a harder halacha, that even a tircha, as we'll see in the Gemara soon, not only a malacha is prohibited, but even a tircha is prohibited as well, and therefore it's usur on chol hamoed. Tosfos and Divrei HaMashal of Emes Limazim B'moyed mentions that it must be speaking that if one does not do this to the tree over chol hamoed, it will last till after Yontif. Because if, in fact, on chol hamoed, by not doing this to the tree, the tree would perish by the end of Yontif, then it would be considered a Dover HaAvod, And since, in fact, it's not a malacha, it's only to be mekayim the tree from dying, although normally it would be usher, but if it would be a davar avid, it would be mutter. And then Taisa says it is possible that even a davar avid here would be usher because it is a tirchi yisera. And Taisa brings precedent where there are things that are mutter on chol hamoed for davar avid. However, if it involves a large amount of exertion, a tirchi yisera, it would still be usher. Continues the Braisa, kan v'kan, meaning both by shmita, by Shvius and by Chol HaMoed, the halacha is a megazmin, that one is not allowed to prune the tree. And Rashi says, because by pruning the tree, kedeshi yoitzi naifois harbe svivois hagizim. The purpose of pruning the tree is so that in the place of that which was removed from the tree, more branches, more shoots would grow and the tree would become a hardier tree. That is prohibited not only on Chol HaMoed, it's even prohibited on Shemitah itself, because that's not saving the tree, that's enhancing the tree, and that is usur even on Shemitah. The Sach and Shem and Legozum, Bein B'moyed, Bein B'shvius, and one is allowed to smear oil on a tree that was already pruned. And now if one does not smear that oil, it's possible that the tree will dry up and wither and die, and therefore it is permitted both on Chol HaMoed and Shemitah. And on this, Rabba bar Yirmiya once again, just like he stated by the case of the stones of the Marcolis that were used to pave the road, he said the same statement, v'les nagar, v'loy bar naga, the yifrkinu. There is no Talmud Chacham or son of a Talmud Chacham that will be able to answer my question on the Braisa. However, Rabba bar Yirmiya doesn't state clearly what his question is, and that's what the Gemara now is going to do, try to discover what the question is. Amar Ravina. Ravina said, "Ano loy nagar ano. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. V'loy bar nagar ano. I'm not a son of a Talmud Chacham. And yet, the mefarkin aleh. I will be able to answer the question. Because let us analyze my kakashalei. What was difficult? What was Rabbi Bar Yirmiya's question, which he didn't express? But he had some great difficulty here, which he felt that no one can answer the question. Ilema, if you're going to say that his question was moyed ashvius kakashalei, the problem is in the first halacha that we made a distinction in the case of maslin u'mezamin, that on shvius it's mutter and on Chol HaMoed it's usur. That was his problem. Maishna shvius tishori. Why are these works allowed to be done on shvius u'maishna moed usur, and why on Chol HaMoed are they prohibited? That's his question. That's an easy question to answer. Mi dami. How can you compare Chol HaMoed to Shvius? Shvius malacha, asur rachmana. By Shvius, the Torah prohibited to do specific malachas to enhance the karka or the kerem, the sada. But tircha shori, just tircha ba'alma is permitted. And maslinu mezamin is considered tircha, not a malacha. Moed, but Chol HaMoed, afilo tircha nami asur. Tircha is also asur. So that's why there's a clear distinction between Shvius and Chol HaMoed. So that couldn't have been the question of Rabbi Bar Yirmiya. Ve'ela ziyum agizum kokashalei. His question was from ziyum of Shemitah, which we said is mutter, but then we said that even on Shemitah, gizum pruning is usur. As the Braisa stated, kan v'kan ein megazman. That was his problem. Ma'ishna ziyum d'shari, why is ziyum permitted on Shvius? U'ma'ishna gizum d'usur, and why is gizum pruning usur on Shemitah? So again, there's no question. Mi dami, how can you compare Ziyum to Gizum? Ziyum, okumi ilana vishari, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Braisa, that Ziyum preserves the tree. It doesn't enhance the tree. However, Gizum, ivrui ilana vasser, Gizum, in fact, strengthens the tree. As we mentioned before, the Lashon of Rashi, quote, kidei sheyotzi noifois harbe svivois hagizum, so that many branches would come out in that very spot where there was a gizm. So it's not just keeping the tree alive from withering and dying, but rather it's an enhancement. It's making it stronger and more hardy. So that's usur on Shemitah. So that couldn't have been his question either.
The Elo, says the Gemara, you know what was Rabba Bar Yirmiyah's question? Zium azium kokashli. He found a stira on Shemitah between zium and zium. Diktani, we have just learned in the above brayse maslinim azium and b'shvius that one's permitted to deworm and to put manure onto the tree to bandage it up on shvius. For a minute, I'll ask you a question, a stira from another brayse. Mizam and asanatios. You're allowed to apply manure to the saplings. And the Meiri speaks out, it's lavdafka saplings, even to a full-grown tree as well, except a sapling is in more danger, and therefore it's more prevalent that one does this to a natia, to a sapling, but who had in a regular tree as well. Vikorchanoison, and we can wrap it. Vikoitmenoison, we can put ash there. The oislem batam, and we can make a shelter, as Rashi explains. We make a fence, an amma around the tree, around the sapling, and then we fill it up with earth. And all of these actions of wrapping and ash and shelter, these are all things that keep the tree alive. Umashkin oison, and we give it water. But you can only do this on the year before Shemitah, in the sixth year, ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah. And from that we can deduce, ad Rosh Hashanah in, it's only permitted up to Rosh Hashanah, b'shvius loy, but in shvius itself it's aser. So you said before that mizamin on Shemitah, and here we see that ain mizamin on Shemitah, that is the stira. Before we see how the Gemara is going to answer this stira, Rashi speaks out that there's a chiddush here, that it's mutter until Rosh Hashanah, because normally Rashi says there's a halacha that avoidas ilon, avoid in a tree in the sixth year before Shemitah is usher 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But here we're permitting these things, says Rashi. The reason is, Shaloya Musu Hanatiyos. Says Rashi in Divrei Hamaschel ad Rosh Hashanah, the Hanach Shloishim Yoim Midrabonin Hain, Vahachalai Gazer, since there's the danger of losing the tree. And this whole din of 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, this Tosfos Shvius, adding on a month to Shvius, is only mid Rabbanan. Here the Rabbanan, where there was a danger that the tree would die, they were not gozer. Tosfos, the third bottom Tosfos on the Amid, Divra Maskel, Mashkin, Oysan, Ad Rosh Hashanah, brings Rashi's Pshat, and Tosfos wonders, what is Rashi saying, that the Tosfos Shvius is only mid Rabbanan? If we hold like Rabbi Kiva Shita is that Taisa Shias is the Raisa, we learn it out from a pasuk of Charish Ubekotzer Tishbois. If it's going like Rabbi Shmuel, he holds it's Allah Chamash Messina. So it's again a din mid Raisa, it's not the Rabban. On this Kasha, Taisa gives three terutz. Either we could say, depending on the Sugyan Moed Katan of Bezum and Bez, according to Abaya, that Rebbe Shita is that Shemitah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan. So we will be speaking in our Sugya Bizman Azeh where it's only the Rabbanan. Or there in Moed Katan Bezum and Bez, Rava Shita is that even if you don't hold Shemitah Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanan, but the only thing that's Asma de Raisa are the Avos and watering a sapling, watering a tree is only a tolda, and tolda is not Osir Midaraisa before Shemitah. And the third teretz, so it's only Midarabbanan, and the third teretz of Tosfos where he says, Oyjei Shalimer in the first wide line at the bottom is that the only melachas that are Osir Midaraisa are Chrisha, plowing, and Zriya, planting, seeding. However, other melachas, even if they're not toldos, other melachos are only osur midrabbanan. So there are three truths in here why we could say that it's midrabbanan, and the rabbanan weren't geyser, the usual gzera of avoidas ilum, which is osur 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But getting back to our stira, here we learned that it's mutter up till Rosh Hashanah, but you're not allowed to apply the manure on Shemitah itself. And before we learned that Maslinu Mizamin, you could apply the manure even on Shemitah itself, Yavastira. Answers the Gemara, Vidilma K'Rab Ukva Bar Chama. Maybe we'll have the same teretz as we have that Rav Ukma Bar Chama gave in the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Gimel, Omid Aleph.
he gave a teretz concerning hoeing. The Amar of Ukva bar Chama, Trei Keshkushe Havi. There are two types of hoeings. Chad Lavruye Ilana Va'aser. There is one type which strengthens the tree when you hoe around the tree, and that is prohibited on Shemitah. V'chad L'stume Pili V'shari. The first kind strengthens the tree, enhances the growth of the tree, and that's considered an avoida in the karka, and therefore it is usher on Shemitah. However, the second type is L'stume Pili. Pili are the cracks that are in the roots. And that, if we wouldn't apply the hoeing, if we wouldn't do the hoeing to cover those cracks in the roots, then the tree would wither and die. And therefore, it's not to enhance the tree, but rather it's to keep the tree alive, and that is permitted. So just like Rav Ukiva bar Chama made this distinction concerning hoeings, so Hachanami says the Gemara, Trei Zimumei Havi, there are two types of this operation of applying the zevel to the bark of the tree. Chad lekume lana v'shari. One is to keep the tree from withering and dying, and that is permitted on Shemitah. V'chad livruye lana v'asher. And one is to enhance the growth of the tree, and that application of the zevel to the tree would ein echanami be asher on Shemitah. So again, we don't have a stira in zium on Shemitah. V'ela. The Gemara tries another kasha. Maybe there'll be one of these kashas where we won't have a teretz. Ve'ela sicha sicha kakashale. Perhaps the kasha is from smearing oil on smearing oil. Diktani, because we learned before in the first brisa, sachin shemen legazim ben b'moyed ben b'shvias, that one can apply oil to a tree that was already pruned, whether it's cholamoyed or whether it's shmitah. Because otherwise the tree might die. For a minute, I'll ask you a question that you see that you're not allowed to apply oil on Shemitah, because the halacha is that sachanas apagin, the unripe figs, you can smear them with oil. Umenakvin, and you could put holes in them. Umefatmanoisan, and you could put oil into the holes, which will fatten up the figs. But you can only do this, again, ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah. So we can be medayik ad Rosh Hashanah in. It's only permitted up till Rosh Hashanah of the sixth year. But b'shvius loy, once Rosh Hashanah comes, once Shemitah comes, it's prohibited. So here you told me you're allowed to apply oil on Shemitah, and here you told me you're not allowed to apply oil on Shemitah. So the Gemara says that's also no kasha. Me dummy, how can you compare one smearing to the other? Hach over here in our first brisa, when we're speaking about the guzum, when it was pruned. So what's the purpose of the oil? Ukume ilana v'shari. There the purpose is so that the tree will not die. It's to keep the tree alive. And that is permitted on Shemitah. But Hossam, in the second brisa, which I believe it's a Mishnah in Shvi'as, Perek Bey's Mishnah Hey, as the Masoret Shas brings down. In that Mishnah, Petume Pire. There it's to fatten up the fruit. If it's to fatten up the fruit, to enhance the fruit, Va'aser, then Ein Echanami, the smearing of the oil, is Aser and Shemitah. So far, all the questions that we have asked on that Brisa, we have been able to answer. But now comes the final question of the Gemara, and in fact, on this question, there is no answer. And it is to this question that Rabba Bar Yirmiyah said there's no nagar and no bar nagar that's able to answer this question. And what is it? Amale Rav Sama, Bered Rav Ashi Ravina. Rav Sama, the son of Rav Ashi, said to Ravina, we have in the Gemara Bar Yirmiyah. The Masoret Shas puts it as we have had it in the Gemara till now, Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. You know what Rabba Bar Yirmiyah's question was? Sicha demoyed azium demoyed kakashale. His theory was not from an outside source, but Meneu Bey, in the first brisa that we brought, there's an apparent stira in Cholamoyed. Because, Michti, let us see. Hai ukume v'hai ukume. We learned that you're allowed to smear oil on Cholamoyed. And why is that permitted? Because you are keeping the prune tree alive. We also learned that Zium on Shemitah is permitted, because that's not considered a malacha. It's only
keeping the tree alive. The bark of the tree peeled off. If we don't put the zevel onto the tree and bandage it up, the tree will wither and die. So that's why it's mutter on Shemitah. But if it's mutter on Shemitah, the question is, why in that halacha of Zeim did we make a distinction? And we said that maslinu mazimin b'shviyas ve'ein maslinu mazimin b'mayit. That a mayit, cholamayit, we're not allowed to apply the manure to the tree. And the question is, just like you can apply the oil to the tree on cholamayit, on the pruned tree, so that the tree does not wither and die. So here, where the bark has been removed, and there's again a danger of it withering and dying, so why do you only matter it by Shemitah, and yet by Chol HaMoed, you say it's usher? We see from the halacha of pruning that it's mutter to keep a tree alive on Chol HaMoed. So why should it be usher Zeim on Chol HaMoed, when it's likewise not to strengthen the tree, not to enhance the tree, but to keep the tree alive? Hayukume vahayukume, they're both to preserve the tree. Maishna haydishari, why do we say that on smearing on the pruned tree is mutter on Chol HaMoed? Maishna haydosser, and why is Zeum by Chol HaMoed, which is the same purpose, there we say it's osser. That's the kash of Rabbi Bar Yirmiyah. And on that he said, Haina de Kamerle, that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. Les Nagar, there is no Talmud Chacham. Veloy Bar Nagar, and no son of a Talmud Chacham, the Ifrikina, that's able to answer this very strong stira in the first brisa, in Chol HaMoed, between Sicha and between Zeim. Sicha is mutter, Zeim is osser. Why? And we don't have an answer.